Yom Holden Daf Hey, Hey Amir Aleph. Again, last Gemara in Naftalam of Eiz was, again, the Mishnah says, Vishayna Gavoya Asarat Fochim. The Schach can't be lower than 10 Fochim. If it's lower than 10 Fochim, the Schach off the floor, it's possible. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know this Yisoid? Okay, so what's the question now? That Minolon could be, how do you know that the Schach has to be 10 Fochim above the ground? And before Shemester Kashem, before we had in the Gemara, Abaye said that if you have Hutzin, if you have, let's say, the Schach afil lamalam yasarat vochim, but the Hutzin were coming down teich asarat vochim, the Gemara says it was puzzled. Why? Because it's a diras rucha. It's not roy to live there. So you see, in Savara, something that's not roy to live, it's not called a sukkah. So the Chura, if the Schach is less than yut vochim, there's not yut vochim there, it's not livable. So what's the Gemara saying, Minolan? So some of us want to say the Gemara's Ike Chiddush is real in the Gaet Hilcha Shabbos, that what's called the Mechitza. By Toys, the bottom Toys, we sell it there. Toys says here, Asorah Tzvochim Minolon, Toys says, Behold the Bina Nami Gabi Shabbos, Mechitza Asorah Mihochi Yafinin. It's one of the Ike Chiddushim here is, how do you know the Chlal, or Mechitza always has to be 10 Tzvochim High? How do we know that you saw it? That's what we want to learn out from here. Others want to say, it could happen after Minor also, let's say you have the Tzchach. The schach of the sukkah itself, let's say, is 10 tefachim above the ground. So, Lamaisi, you have avir space 10 tefachim, it's royal adira. But let's say the mechitzas of the sukkah only come up 5 tefachim. They don't reach the schach. What's going to be then? So, if the svara from diras rucha, it's not a diras rucha. It's livable there. But that's al gemara's chiddush. How do we know even the mechitzas of the sukkah also has to at least be 10 tefachim high? How do you notice you say that if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not called a sukkah? So Minolon, the Itma, Rav, Rabbi Chaninov, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chaviva. These four Meroyim is Master Makula Seid Demoyed. Whenever you have these four Meroyim in Seid Demoyed, so another man the Yom says that Kolki Hai Zuga. Whenever you have these four Meroyim in Seid Demoyed, you should know Chalufa Rabbi Yechanan Umayli Rabbi Yonison. Instead of one of them being Rabbi Yechanan like we have it, it should be Rabbi Yonison. So really, it's Rav, Rabbi Chaninov, Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Chaviva. That they both said like this. That Oron Tisha, the Oron in the Migdar, in the Mishkan, was 9 Tvachim. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk says it was Amma v'chatzi kamosai. And an Amma so far we're going now was Vat Shisha Tvachim. So an Amma is 6 Tvachim, and another half is 3, so that's 9 Tvachim. The Kaporis Tefach, and the Kaporis, the covering on top of the Oron, was another Tefach. It's a right kind of Sora. So we know on top of the Kaporis is 10 Tvachim off the ground. Uchsiv, the Pasuk says, for the Arati Lechoshom, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will meet Moshe and talk, the Shekhinah will talk to Moshe there, for the Ibarati Itcho Miala Kaporis, that the Shekhinah will talk to Moshe from on top of the Kaporis. So far there's no Raya. But the Raya is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Vetanya Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds a Chiddush, that Me'olam Lo Yorda Shekhinah Lamatam. The Shekhinah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, never came down to this world. He never touched it, he didn't come down to this ground, to Lamatam. For loy alu Moshe ve'Eliyo lamorim, who are dinah bnei Yodam a Moshe Rabbeinu or Eliyo, or least one is b'teras a novi b'teras a mensh. He never went up to Shemayim. Eliyo has two dinim. Amol Eliyo is like a malach. When he's b'teras a malach, then he can go to Shemayim. But when he's b'teras an odam a mensh, Eliyo never went lamorim, never went up to Shemayim. Shneimer the pasuk says, Ha Shemayim Shemayim Hashem. The Shemayim belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Shechina. The Yoretz nothing of bnei Yodam. And the Oretz, this world, was given to Bnei Yodim. So in other words, that Bnei Yodim belongs in this world, and the Shekhinah belongs in Shemayim. So for the Gemara, is that true? For Lo Yorda Shekhinah Lamata, is it true that the Shekhinah never came down Lamata? Alright, so before that. So what's the Gemara's Raya, like Rashi says? V'tanya Meyodim Lo Yorda Shekhinah Lamata. Ukrok Siv, the Pasuk says, T'yal Kaporis Yorad, that the Shekhinah came down to the top of the Kaporis, and it spoke to Moshe. I, which Rabbi Yossi holds, the Shekhinah never came down to this world. So what's the pshat? Shemamina, we have a raya from here that lamala miyasaram misukar reshusa. Anytime you're 10 tefachim above, it's called in a different reshus. So true, the Shekhinah Hashem never came down on this Oretz. He always came down. He was at least 10 tefachim above the ground. Like here, Hashem spoke from on top of the kaparis. On top of the kaparis was yut tefachim off the ground. So yut tefachim is called another reshus. It's called something else. So that's why it's good for a mechitza. A mechitza has to separate two reshusim. It's good, it has to be at least yut tefachim high. Yut tefachim high is called another reshus. That's the sraihu in the sukkah also. If you want to give her a sukkah, a shem rishus inside the sukkah, it has to at least be yutfachim tall. Yutfachim is called one rishus. Above yutfachim is called another rishus. Now the Gemara asks the kasha Rav Yosi, is it true? For lo yodo shchina lamati, is it true that the shchina never came down to this to the oritz? The Yoksiv, the pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Hasinai, that Hashem came down to Hasinai, the Shechina came down to Hasinai, came down to this Oretz. The Torah says, no, l'malam yasar tefachim. The Shechina came down to Hasinai, but it always stood 10 tefachim above Hasinai. Like we're saying now, 10 tefachim above something is called in a different Rishus. So it's not considered the Shechina came down to Oretz, it was always above the Oretz. The Yoksiv, the pasuk says, V'yomdu ragla v'yomhu al har hazesim. Mashmo, so the Shechina is going to come down to Har HaZeisim, so Mashmo came down to this Oretz. Teretz says, no, there also L'malam Yasar Tzvachim. It came down to Har HaZeisim, but for sure it was 10 Tzvachim above Har HaZeisim. And 10 Tzvachim above something is called in a different Rishus, so therefore it's not called Oretz, it's called in a different Rishus. It's still called like above in the Shemayim. So what comes out really is like this, that what's called the Oretz this world is the bottom 10 Tzvachim above the ground is called Oretz. What's called Shemayim? Shemayim is called the Shemayim itself, and 9 Tfachim below that is also called part of Shemayim. 10 Tfachim below Shemayim is not called Shemayim anymore. So the Shaul is, what do we call the space in between? Above 10 Tfachim off the ground, and below 10 Tfachim below the Shemayim. What's called like the atmosphere? What is it called? That could be called both ways. It could be called sometimes Zoritz and sometimes Shemayim. But just that's what Rabbi Yossi said, that the pasuk says Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem. In other words, that just means that the Shemayim, the Shechina, never came down to the Yutfachim of this ground. And who adin v'oras osn of Leyodom, that a mensch never came up to the Shemayim, never went within the 9 Tfachim of the Shemayim. But in between space, that both could go. Weiter. So far we say now the Shechina never came down to Boretz. It was always at least Yutvachim above the ground. Now, for the more the other way, is it true that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go up to Shemayim? The pasuk says nothing. The pasuk, O Moshe, Olo El Elokim, that Moshe went up to Shemayim. He went up to Shemayim. And the Gemara again, Lamata Miyasara. True, he went up to Shemayim, but it didn't reach Mamash to Shemayim. He was 10 Tfachim below the Shemayim. That's where he reached. So it's not considered he came to Shemayim, still Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. It's only Lashem the Shemayim, and not the Bnayodim. I book, see if the pasuk says by Eliyahu, Vayal Eliyahu, the Sora Shemayim, he went up with a strong wind to the Shemayim. So Mashem Eliyahu, also Novi, also meant she went to Shemayim. But there it says, no, Lamatam Yasorim. He was below the Asorim. He didn't reach in the top, even 9 Tfachim from the Shemayim, he didn't reach. He was always 10 Tfachim below the Shemayim. So 10 Tfachim below the Shemayim is not called part of the Shemayim, it's called Rishus by itself. So the Gemara, another pasuk, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's pasuk in Iyuv, or Yidash, the song about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yoksiv, Ma'achais, Pinei Kisei, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and talked to the Malachim, he grabbed the hold of the Kisei HaKovid, and Pashais Olav Anonoi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu put upon him the Shechina. The Yomri of Tanchum, Melamed Shepire Shakai Miziv Shechinosoi, the Anoni Olav, that when Moshe went up to Shemayim to talk to the Malachim, HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to talk to the Malachim. He told Hashem, they'll burn me up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll protect you. Hold on to my Kisei HaKovid and I'll protect you. So Moshe held on to the Kisei HaKovid and Hashem put his Shechina on top of Moshe. So again, to the Kashrus, Mashma, Moshe was in Shemayim. Moshe was Mamash was by the Kisei HaKovid. He was talking to the Malachim in Shemayim. The Shas Kabbalah HaTorah. That's the time when the Malachim told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't give the Torah to Bnei Yodam, it should stay in Shemayim. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you come and give a tshuva. So Moshe was afraid. So Hashem said, hold on to Kisei HaKovid. So you see, Klua, Moshe was in Shemayim. The Torah says here also, no, Lamata Miyasara. Moshe was again 10 Tfachim below the Shemayim. He didn't reach the Shemayim. Mamish, he was 10 Tfachim below. But the Marbi, Mikol Mokim, the Pasuk says, Ma'achas Pnei Kisei Ksiv. It says that Moshe held on to the Kisei HaKovid, and the Kisei HaKovid is in Shemayim. So Mashma Moshe did come within 10 Tfachim of the Shemayim. It was Mamash in Shemayim. And the Gemara Ishtarvuvia, Ishtarvuv Le Kisei Ad Asara. The Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like lowered down the Kisei. He made the Kisei go down, lower down, to meet Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nokat Ben, he held on with his hands. But Avada Moshe Rabbeinu was standing below Yutfachim from the Shemayim. He didn't reach the Shemayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended his Kisei HaKovid that Moshe should be able to reach it hold it, and from there Moshe was talking to the Malachim. According to Rabbi Yossi's pshat, Moshe never went up to the Shemayim Amish. Gemara says, Bishleim now Aron Tisha Zechsiv. So what we're saying so far is that the Aron was 9 tefachim tall, and the Kaporos on top was another tefach. So you have a riot, 10 tefachim is called another Rishus, according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi Shita is the Shechina never came on this world. The Shechina came and spoke me out like Kaporos. It's a riot that since the Kaporos is 10 tefachim above the ground, 10 tefachim is called another Rishus. So far in the Pesukim, we only know that the Aron itself was 9 tefachim tall. The Marvishleim Aron Tisha Dechsiv. The also Aron, I'd say Shittim, I'm a sign of a Chatzi Orkoim. 2.5 Am is the length, Orkoim. The Am of a Chatzi Rochboy, and 1.5 Am is its width. The Am of a Chatzi Kamosoim, and the height was 1.5 Amis. And usually the Am is 6 Tvachim, therefore 1.5 is 9 Tvachim. So we know the Aron was 9 Tvachim. Ela Kaporis Tefach Minolan. How do you know that you said the Kaporis is another Tefach? That together was 10 tefachim. How do you know the Torah doesn't say clear the measurement of the kaparis, how high it was? Titoni Rabbi Chanina, kol akelim shosu Moshe nitnu bem Torah midas orko and midas rochbo and midas kemosim. All the other kelim of the Mishkan, the Torah says clearly how tall, how wide, all the measurements of the kelim. Kaparis though midas orko and midas rochbo nosna. The Torah says it should be 1.5 by 2.5. Because it has to be the cover for the urine. That much the Torah says. Of it, midas kermosel and nitnu. The Torah doesn't say how tall, how high. It has to be the kaparis. So how do we know it? Say velomad mi pochash of the kelim. Let's learn it out from the smallest keli. The next smallest size keli, learn it out from. Shinema the Pesuk says, for yosisoloi misgeres tefach, soviv. Around the shulchan, you have to make a misgeres. Rashi says misgeres is like a rim. Rashi Sofo Kela Vazazin Sava Shulchan. You make a rim around the Shulchan. They used to make a rim called the Misgeres. And the Pesuk says it's a Tefach. So Melo, this Misgeres is like a Kli. So here it's the smallest Kli we have, the size of a Tefach. So Melo will learn out the Kaparis also. The Torah doesn't say its size. So we'll learn it out from the smallest Kelim, it's a Tefach. So the Maramal Halan Tefach, just like by the Misgeres around the Shulchan, was a Tefach. Is Afkan Tefach. Here also, the kaparis was a tefach. For the Gemara know the nailuf mikelim gufayu. Why do you learn it only from the mezgeres, from the small part of the shulchan? Like learn it from the whole shulchan. Learn it from the whole oren. Maybe the kaparis was the exact same size as the oren was. It was mamish. Maybe another 9 tefachim. Gemara says no. Tefasta meruba loy tefasta. Don't grab something that's too big. But tefasta mu tefasta. Rather grab something that's small. In other words, when you're doubtful what the pshat is, if you grab it too much, it's no good. You're doing too much. But if you grab too small, there's no problem. You can always add to it. So it's a svara, when you don't know where to learn out from, learn out the smaller measurement, not the bigger measurement. So you want to know how big the kaparis was, it's a svara, learn it out from the next smallest keli, which was the mezgeres, which is only a tefach. For the Gemara, though, v'nelef mitzitz, if you're looking for the smallest keli, take the tzitz is even smaller. Have the kohen go the war around his forehead. The tanya we learned. Tzitz, what is this tzitz? Doima kimintas ozov. It's like a piece of gold. V'rochav beis etzbois, the whole width, it was only wide, 2 etzbois, or mukav miyoz liyozen, and it went from one ear to the other ear of the Kohen Gadol. The cost of all of Veshitin had 2 lines on it, Yudkei, Avada means it had the whole Hashem's name, Yudkei Vovkei had written on it, Mamalom, on the top row, it was written Hashem's name, the Kodesh Lamed Milamata. On the second line it had a Kodesh and then a Lamed. Now, V'yom Rav Lezer Rav Yoyster, he says not like that, that Ani Re'isib Raimi. He went to Rome after the Churban Abayis, that the Kalim, the Romans, took the Kalim from the Kohen Gadol and put it into their Rome. So he went to see it in Rome. The cost of all of he saw a tzitz that written on it, Kodesh Lashem Meshit Achis. Not in 2 rows, but in 1 row was written Kodesh Lashem. But I call upon him the tzitz was not thick. It was mamish only 2 etzboyis wide, that's all. How high was it as mamish a mashu, the tzitz? So maybe learn out that the kaparis also is only a mashu, a very small amount of height. What do you say? It's a tefach. Learn out from the tzitz, even smaller than the mezgeres. And the Gemara, don and kli mikli, we learn out the kaparis from the mezgeres, which is both called kelim, v'yein don and kli mitachshit. Mashenka, the tzitz is not really a kli, it's called a tachshit. Shrashi malbish lodim. It's like a malbish for a person, that's called a tachshit. And we have the svaras on Shabbos. The reason why you're allowed to wear a malbush, your clothing, on Shabbos, Rashi always says, it's called like a tachshit. It's like making your body look nice. The svaras is bottled to your goof. So Miller also, what's called a tachshit? The kelim, the tzitz is called a tachshit, not called a kli. Mashenkein, the kaparis and the mezgeris are both kelim, so we learn that one from the other. For the Gemara, no, v'nelef mizer. Let's turn it out, though, good. Not the tzitz, which is a tachshit, but learn it out from another keli, another small keli, the zer. So the zer, that's like a rim that came above. Rashi says three kelim had a zer. Rashi shel oren, the oren also had a zer, a little rim coming up. Oy shel mizbech, the mizbech had a little rim coming up. Oy shel mizgeres, else the mizgeres had a little rim coming up. Zer ain't a kli, the Rashi a tikkun kli lekishton. It was just made the shulchan or the mizbeach look a little bit nicer. But I call upon him, the zer was only a mashu. The yom amar, we learned, zer mashu, that the zer, this little rim that came on top of the yoron or the mizbeach, was only a little bit. So maybe here, who had in the kaparis also when it came up a little bit. And the gemara, don and kli mikli. V'yein don and kli, mehech shekli. In other words, the mizgeres and the kaparis are two kelim. Mashenkin is there, the rim that comes up, it's not a real kli. It's only a heksha kli. It makes the oren look a little bit nicer. But it's not the kli itself. So mainly we don't learn out the kaparis, which is a real covering, from the zer, which the zer was only the rim coming up, a heksha kli. It only fixes the kli. So the Mari Hochi, if that's true, mizgeres nami heksha kli hu. The mizgeres, this rim, that went around the shulchan, the churi did not need it for the shulchan itself. It was only like a heksha kli. It made the kli look nicer. So how could you learn out from the mizgeres of the shulchan? True, the mizgeres came up a tefach on top of the shulchan, but it's also only a, like Rashi says, mizgeres nami hechsher kishut shulchanu. It was only something to make the shulchan look nicer, not for real purpose of the kli itself. So Mor says no. I'll tell you mizgartoy lamato hoisa, that it depends where you made the mizgeres. As the shulchan was, it had four legs to it, the shulchan, and then on top of the shulchan there was a beam going straight across. That was Ika Shulchan. Now you had a Mizgeres. You had another board, a Tefach high, going around the Shulchan. So it's a Machlekes. One man, the Yomah, says it came on top of the table. On top of the table, going around, you had a rim coming up a Tefach. So that Svar, you didn't need it for the purpose of the Shulchan itself. Nothing's going to fall over. It was only made to make the Shulchan look nice. The other man, the Yomah, says no. This Mizgeres was underneath the table. It was like Mamish connecting the legs together. In other words, then it was mamish part of the shulchan itself. It went below the shulchan, right on from the table itself, downwards, the tefach downwards, there was a mezgeres, connecting the four legs together. So then it was part of the shulchan. Sasa Gemara says here, this man, the Yomir, holds that the mezgeres was lamata hoysa. So therefore, it's lamata hoysa, it's part of the shulchan, it's part of the kli. Drashi lamata hoysa, may regular, from one leg to another leg. So therefore, since it's holding up the table, it's part of the kli. So now it's good. What's the smallest kli we have, a terasa kli? Is the mezgeres, which is a tefach. So we're learning out to what in the kaparis, which was also a kli that covered up the urim, was also one tefach high. Mashaykei vizer, these other things are not called kelim, they're only heksha kelim. So Mar says, good, abhonich lamandiyama mizgarter lamat hoysa. It's a machlekes. If you learned the mizgeres of the shulchan went downwards, so with purpose of holding the shulchan together, it was part of the shulchan. It's called a kli. Elo laman diyomim mizgeres lamalo. But if you learned the mizgeres was not the purpose of making the shulchan stronger, it just went lamalo to make the shulchan look nicer. So vayta ma'ik lamema. What can you say? Hi hechsher kli hu. It's only a hechsher kli. The mizgeres is not a real kli. You don't need it for the purpose of the shulchan. It's only there to make the shulchan look nicer. So if so, why do you learn out the kaparis from the mizgeres? Learn it out from the zer already. The zer was also only a heksha kli, and that's only a mashu. So why are you learning out from the mizgeres when it's at the tefach? Maybe it's even smaller. Always chop the smaller shear. So what's this true? Eladonin davar shenitnu b'tayra mida, midavar shenitnu b'tayra mida. V'ayachi chay tzitz v'zer shlanitnu b'hem tayra mida. It's a svara. That the mizgeres, the Torah says clearly how high it is. The Torah says, make a mizgeres a tefach. One tefach around the shulchan, you have to put this mizgeres, this board. So even if you say the mizgeres came upwards, on top of the shulchan is a rim going all the way around, and it was only for the purpose to make the shulchan look nice. But still we can learn out the kaparis from that. So then the question was, learn out from the Zer, or the Tzitz. Terence says the Zer, the rim coming up, doesn't say a shear. Or the Tzitz also, the Torah never said clearly how high the Tzitz is. So here, that we want to learn out the Kaporis, what's the height? It's a smart learning out from another Kli that the Torah tells us clearly its height. Now the smallest height of a Kli we have that the Torah says is the Mesgeris. The Mesgeris, the Torah says, is only a Tefach. So therefore it's a smart learn out from the Mesgeris. Here the Torah says clearly, this Mesgeris, this small Kli, this Hechsha Kli is only a Tefach, right? But here we see the smallest Kli is called a Tefach. So Mela by the Kaporis, on top of the yarn, we don't know how high it is. It's a svar, it was also a tefach high. Right. So, Mel is good. So, that's according to Rabbi Yossi, we have a Hezbollah. Rabbi Yossi says the Shechina never came Lamato Me'asara. And the Torah says that the Shechina spoke on top of the Kaporis. And the Kaporis was only Yutfachim tall. So, Saraya Yutfachim is called a new Rishus. So, anything under Yutfachim is one Rishus by itself. That's the Hechshi you need for a Sukkah. Right. Rav Huni Rav Mehocha. Rav Huni says from another pasuk, another limud. Mehocha. Al panei hakaporis kedma. We want to know how do we know the kaporis was a tefach high? Because the pasuk says al panei on the face of the kaporis kedma on the east side of it. So mashma the kaporis had the same height like a face. V'yein ponim pochus mitefach. Whenever you have a face there, it can't be less than a tefach. Rashi in ponim shalodem chusim mitefach. It's at least a tefach. So therefore, since it says Pnei Kaparis, the face of the Kaparis, a face always means at least a tefach. For the Gemara V'yema, Ki Ate, Devar Yuchni, maybe it means a very big face. There's a big bird, Rashi says. Var Yuchni, Oiv Godelu, a tremendously big bird. Ubebcheris, the Gemara Bcheris says, Aminim, that Pamachas Atilo Bar Yuchni Beitza, once she laid an egg, Bim Kaimenu, the Tova Shishim Krochim Vishivra Shaya Rosin. Mamish drowned 60 Krochim and knocked down 300 Arosin. So that's how big this bird is. So you want to know, Stam, it has a face. What? Yeah. Maybe it's a tremendous face. How do you know? So again, the Gemara says, Tefasta Merubo Loi Tefasta. Tefasta Mua Tefasta. Whenever you have a svara, two ways to learn, it's always a svara, take the smaller size, not the biggest size. With the smaller size, for sure, you're guaranteed it's good. The biggest size, maybe it's too big, it's no good. So maybe we say, it says, Pnei HaKaporis, Mashma the Kaporis is the same size that you can make a small face, the smallest size you can make is a Tefach. For the Gemara, maybe, V'eima Kiafe de Tipurto de Zuto, maybe it means of a small bird. A small bird's face is even smaller than a Tefach. In 1 inch, you could have a small bird's face. And the Gemara, the Zuto Tuva, it's very small. So how do you know the Kaporis is a Tefach? Maybe the face could be a small face like a bird. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Huna, that what? Rav Huna learns out, Pnei Pnei Gomer. Learns out, Xer Shava Pnei Pnei. Ksiv Hocho El Pnei Kaporis. Pasuk says on the face of the Kaporis. O Ksiv Hosem, it says in Bereshis, Meyes Pnei Yitzchak Ovid. Says the word Pnei by Yitzchak Avinu. So you see, Pnei means the face of a person. So Mela, here also by the Kaporis is the size of a face of a person, which is at least a Tefach. So therefore, we know the height of the Kaporis is a Tefach. For the Gemara of Neluf, Miponim Shomalo, maybe it means a bigger measurement. Like the Pasuk says, the Ponim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shomalo. Tehsiv Kirois Pnei Elokim Vatitzeni, that you saw the Pnei Elokim. So it says the word Ponim by Hashem also. So Vada, it's much bigger than a Tefach. And the Gemara again, that Tefasta Merubo Lai Tefasta. Don't grab something too big. Of a Tefasta Mu'a Tefasta. If you grab something small, that you keep. So Mela, it's a svara Pnei, means Pnei Yodam, which is a Tefach. So here the plus says, Pnei HaKaporis, the face of the Kaporis, Mashma the Kaporis was a Tefach high. So therefore together, it was Yitzvachim, that's the right, the Shechina was Lamalam Yitzvachim in a different Rishus. For the Gemara of Anelov Mikruv, let's learn out the Kaporis from the face of the Kruvim itself, Mikruv. The Pasuk says, El HaKaporis Yiyo Pnei HaKruvim. On top of the Kaporis should be the Pnei, the faces of the Kruvim. And Omar Rav Acher by Yaakov, the Gemiri we learned, ain't Pnei Kruvim Chusim Etefach. So it's very good that the Pnei Kruvim were not smaller than a Tefach. So you see, Pnei means a Tefach. Rashi, Venelef, the Kasha was Rashi Venelef, Pnei Kruvim, the Zutrim Etefach. That I mean, it was the face of the Kruvim was smaller than a Tefach. And it says Pnei Kruvim. The Teretz know that the Pnei HaKruvim was also a Tefach. So it's very good. it's still the shear of a tefach. We learn out pnei from a tefach. For Rav Huna, namim yocha gomer. For Rav Huna, osler is out from here. That what? That's only a tefach. Or my kruv, what does a kruv mean? Omer Rav Avua, karvia. It means like a kid. Shekein babovo kerim yenuka revia. They call a young child a revia. So melo kruvim also means a young child. So melo, the face on the kruvim was the face of a young child. Omer lay Abaye, so Abaye says that that's true. Elo mayativ, so the posuk says, pnei yoechot pnei akruv. One face looked like the face of a kruv. Or pnei asheni pnei odom. And the second face looked like the pnei odom. So for Etz Gemara, if you're telling me now the kruv is also the face of a person, of a kid, so they're both the same faces. What are you telling me like two different faces for? For the Gemara, hainu kruv, hainu odom, it's the same thing. Now the Gemara poshed, ape ravavi v'yape zutra. True, they're both the face of a person. But pnei odom means a big person. And pnei kruv means the face of a child. So therefore they're both the faces. And they're both tak only the size of a tefach. Now one tefach you can make to look like a face of a child, and one face, the size of a tefach, looks like the face of a person. So Meilu Bekitza, that's how we know the Gaparis was one high a tefach, and the Oren was 9 tefachim high, together was 10 tefachim, and the Shekhinah spoke above it, the Shekhinah was in a different Rishus, that's the Raya, 10 tefachim high makes a different Rishus. For the Gemara, Umimai de Chalolo, Asoro, Bar Misichcho, how do you know we say now in the Sukkah that the Srach has to be 10 tefachim above the ground? That means the hollowness, the air inside the Sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. In other words, the Srach can't start unless it starts above 10 tefachim. How do you know that? Eima Bahadi Sichcho. Maybe it means with the Srach. Like here, learning it out from the Kaparis. Here we're saying now the Oren and the Kaparis together was Yud tefachim. So maybe the sukkah is enough to say that Abdi you have schach, and with the schach, like on top of the schach, it's 10 tefachim high, maybe that's called another reshus. How do you know, like we're saying, that the avir, the hollowness inside the sukkah, has to be yud tefachim high? How do you learn that from the kaparis? The kaparis, yud tefachim was with the kaparis. Fredrik Mars Rashi, Omamai de chalola soro, kivan de miyorin, u kaparis yalfis, you learn that from there on the kaparis. Asoro mimai de chalola asoro levad miyuvei yisicho duma bahad yisicho ki yoron v'kaparis, just like the yoron and the kaparis. The kaparis was on top of the yoron. Now the yud tefachim starts from above the kaparis. So you see, 10 tefachim with the covering is called the rishus. So maybe by a sukkah also, maybe the hollowness inside, we don't care how big the hollowness is. The ikar is that on top of the sukkah it should be yud tefachim. Gemara says true. From here, this pasuk you would know that. We learn it out from the Beis Hamikdash. They have said the pasuk by the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'habayis asher bona melech Shlomoy l'Hashem. The Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash for Hashem. Shishemama orkoy. It was 60 yamas long. The Eskrim rochboy 20 wide. Ushloishemama kamosle 30 high. That's how tall the Beis Hamikdash was. The pasuk says koymas hakruv echad. How tall was one kruv? Esu biyama 10 yamas tall. V'chein hakruv asheni. V'tanya, Mama Tzinusak, we learned Beis Olamim, that Kruvim, Bishlish Habayis, Heinoimdim, if the Kruvim were 10 Amis tall, and the whole Beis Hamikdash was 30 Amis tall, so it was one third of the height. So the Kruvim was one third of the height of the Beis Hamikdash. That's how it was in the Beis Hamikdash. Trashi, Shoya Kruvim, Shosa Shloimoy, Oimdim, Beoritz, Araglayim, the Kruvim was standing on the floor. Uchsev koymasa kruv eser. It was tall 10 amis. Nimso kamosa kol beshlish goy vabayis. The height ended one third of the height of the Beis Hamikdash. Shu shloishim, because the whole height was 30. So 10 is one third. Is afkan b'mishkan. The same thing in the Mishkan. Keshayu akruvim shosu moish ala kaparis. We know the kruvim in the Mishkan was on top of the kaparis. Hoyu gavoyin kol beshlish goy vabayis. That the height of the Kruvim ended one third of the height of the Mishkan. Now, what was the height of the Mishkan? Weiter. Now, Mishkan nami Kruvim beshlish habayis hein oimdim. In the Mishkan also, the Kruvim reached the height of the Kruvim, reached one third of the height of the Mishkan. Now, Mishkan kamevi, how tall was the Mishkan? Eser amas. It was 10 amas tall, the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Eser amas orech hakeresh. How tall were the kerushim, the beams, the woods of the Mishkan? It was 10 tefachim, 10 amas high. So the Mishkan was high 10 amas. Now, Kama Hevelu Shisha Pushri. Put it into Tvachim, you have 60 Tvachim. Because a Namo is 6 Tvachim, so you have 60 Tvachim. So the Mishkan was 60 Tvachim tall. Now, Talsiya Kama Heaven, how much is 1/3 of that? Esrim, 20 Tvachim. 20 Tvachim tall is 1/3 of the height of the Mishkan. Now, Pushri. Dala Sarad Yonah Kaparis. Now we know the Kruvim that was on top of the Kaparis. So we know already that the Oren and the Kaparis is 10 Tvachim high. So now you have 10 Tvachim, so you have another 10 Tvachim left for the Kruvim. Now Poshlu Asara, you have another 10 Tvachim left for the Kruvim.